right? So, first of all, I really have to congratulate you to your new album, The Bridge, now coming out all over the world. So let's start with the making of this masterpiece, which was quite a long process, I suppose. Where was it recorded, and for how long did you work in the studio with the songs?
The Bridge is recorded in Sweden, both in Stockholm and Gothenburg, 50-50 approximately. We worked with the same crew as the first one because we thought, like the Americans, especially the Americans, they wanted us to work with American producers in American studios. But we thought comfortable enough. We wanted to work with people we know and work in studios we know about. So we didn't want to change too much, and it's easier to be here in Gothenburg, especially when three of us are based here in Gothenburg. But Gothenburg, Stockholm is recording. We started to record this album maybe a little more than 1 year ago, but in the middle of these we have done promotion, we worked with other things, and so maybe in the studio, we've been in the studio maybe for half a year, and then we wrote all the songs. It's very hard to say. We wrote the songs during three years. So I think these songs actually the mirror for all the impressions we had during these last 3 years, doing all this traveling around, all the cultures we met, all the religions we met, all the people and all the places we've seen. So this is probably the mirror of what we've seen and inspired.
Did you have the new material finished and ready to record when you went into the studio, or did you have to write while recording as well?
Most of the material was written. We had a lot of songs when we got into the studio and started to record, and some of the songs became really songs in the studio. We changing things. All this changing things when you're sitting in the studio. Sometimes you develop, maybe sometimes you're changing the lyrics. Maybe changing the chorus. It's a process that's happening when you're recording. But the ground sound and the ground of the song was written before we came to the studio.
Which one is your personal favorite track on the album? Or maybe you're still too close to the recording process to make that decision?
That's a hard question because it's very individual. We wrote songs, all of us four, on this album. And it's easy to have your own song as a favorite because it means too much for you. It means so much, the lyrics and everything. For me personal, I think a song like Edge of Heaven that I wrote is probably my favorite because it's a special experience. It's about a special little girl, a special feeling I had for a girl once when I met her, when I felt her, when I, you know, these new views I got from this experience, all the new things I saw, what I felt, I'm trying to explain that in this, is a new, it was a new world open up. That meant a lot to me. I wrote it actually down in Marbella, and I have very good memories for it when I listen to it. That's why that song means a lot to me.
In your opinion, what's the biggest difference between this new album, The Bridge, and your previous work? Is there any specific difference you would like to mention?
It's I think for the first time we had really time to work on the production. On the first album we had a lot of songs, recorded first single, we had a hit. We recorded the second single, we had an even bigger hit, and then we needed the album very, very fast. And that we had to put together a lot of songs, and a lot of the songs on the first album is actually the demo versions. And we didn't even have to finish it. We didn't have time to record it in a big studio. And Första frågan var då?
Den här sista.
Right. In your opinion, what's the biggest difference between this new album, The Bridge, and your previous work? Is there any specific difference you would like to mention?
I think one big difference is that on this album we had time to record and produce, think about the production. The first album was recorded in a very big hurry. We had the first single out, then it was a hit. We had to we recorded the second single. It wasn't even a bigger hit, All As You Want. And then we needed the album out very, very fast. So we had to run into the studio with all the songs. We probably had 40 songs, and just put together as many as possible. And we just had time to finish maybe the half of the album, so the rest of the songs had to be the demo versions. And we didn't have time to listen to the mixes or redo the mixes or all the changes we wanted to do. So then it was out, boom, like the rest of the whole promotion. Suddenly one day you needed, we need a video next week. We have to go down into studio, we have to film a video tomorrow. We don't have a manuscript, make something. Whatever. And the whole release on the first album was like that, totally chaotic the whole time. And on this album we had time to think and really develop the sound. I think the sound had developed in a way. We used more acoustic instrument. We had time to work on a little bit of new sound. We still have the Ace of Base sound, but we develop it, we mix it with these acoustic guitars, a little bit more acoustic drums, and we had time to make a red line during the whole album. I don't think we have that on the first one. So in total, I think this new album is much better. Even the production also, I think the lyrics is a little bit more immature, and one other big difference is all of four of us writing. This girls are writing on this album too, not just me and Jonas. That makes the girl's point of view on this too, and I think that's a different way. I think also it's a strengthness from a group to have four people that write music. I don't know of any other groups to have that at all. So that's probably the big difference.
When you had to decide the first single to be taken from this album, you chose Lucky Love for Europe and Beautiful Life for United States. Mm. How come?
It was both of these songs are safe cards because Dennis Pop had produced them, so he produced Sign too. So that's probably one of the big reasons that they released it. The reason why we have two different things is because Americans always want to have their own will and they always have to decide their own things. Even in this case, we had two different record companies, one in the US and one in Europe. And the Americans thought that Beautiful Life was a better single in the US. They wanted to surprise the people, the fans there, with something new. In Europe, we wanted a very good song out as the first single. So they thought in a little bit different way. I don't think it matter. I think it's two very good, strong songs. Very good written and good productions, and we just made his video for the both of them, and the both of them going to be singles in each territory, but not similar. The album going to be almost the same in both. It's going to be two more songs in Europe because of import things, but it's going to be released approximately at the same time. And let's.
If you would try to describe The Bridge and your new music and style for somebody who hadn't heard it, what would you say then?
I would say that it's the music on The Bridge. It's if you take the songs that was most popular on the last album, like All As You Want, Don't Turn Around, Living in Danger, Happy Nation, The Sign, whatever. Take that sound and develop it with a little bit more acoustic, then you have The Bridge. The Bridge is actually, let's say, the slow songs on The Bridge are faster than the slow song on The Sign or the Happy Nation album. But in total, the whole album is much slower. We just have, let's say, two fast songs on the whole album, the rest are slow songs, around 100 BPM. And then we have some really slow songs, like more like ballads on this album. We didn't have that on the first one. That's a big difference from the first album. It's, let's say, something, it's pop, but a little bit dancey, funky. It's the girls are working much more with their own voices on this album. So I think it's musically it's more immature. It's more immature, but it's still a poppy, very poppy. And I think personally we have something between 7 and 10 singers on this album.
Det här tar väldigt mycket tid egentligen, så att jag inte. Antingen får du lägga ner svaren eller så.
Jag kan svara kortare.
Eller jag kan hoppa lite frågor.
Nej, men kör frågorna. Mm.
Right. Let's look upon working methods for a while. Do you have to be in a certain kind of mood to write a song? For example, do you have to be under pressure? Does that help?
To write the ground, to write the melodies, it doesn't help at all to be on pressure. You need to be relaxed, and you need a lot of impressions. You need to be in a situation that just feel good. You know, a melody just coming up. It doesn't. It's nothing. You sitting down trying to get a melody. It's something just pumping up. But when you're doing a production, you need pressure because then you're working even harder. I work better under pressure with some adrenaline kick, especially when I work in the studio. So it's a combination of it.
Are you writing on guitar or piano?
I'm writing on the piano.
What is the most important thing to you in a song, the music or the lyrics, or is it the combination?
I think the melody is the most important. The melody of the song, melody is the most important. Then I think the production, you need a lot of melodies in the production too. And something special, a sound that means something to you, that what do you call it? Fastnar.
Latches on, maybe.
Something that hooks up on you. You need a hook, good hook, or something that hooks in the music. Then I think the lyrics is. Depends on which country you're talking about. If you're talking about US or if you're talking about England, it's important with the lyrics because I listen to it. But if you're talking about the rest of the world, they don't even understand English usually. And these countries just listen to the melody. And that's the thing that is strong in Ace of Base. We have very strong melodies in the song melodies and also the melodies in the music. So the melodies, I think, is the most important thing. The second thing is the lyrics.
Do you feel that you actually have a message for the world and the listeners in your songs, or are they more like stories of different kind that you are telling?
I think that we have a message of that people should think positive. I think we're trying to reach out in the world and tell the world to try, even if it's very, very hard, to see things in a positive way. It's actually easier to solve things if you're trying to see the positive things in it. I think also we're trying to share happiness with us. We're trying to have people listen to our songs and be happy. That's one of the biggest message of us.
Let's go back a couple of years in history to the beginning and the birth of the band. When did you make this decision to get yourself a career together in music business? And were you all for sure of the good potential?
För bara en sak, jag tror att bara ska handla om The Bridge, allt här.
Bara.
Så har jag förstått det varje fall.
Jag tror att vi skulle ha lite historia också.
Kör några någon då.
Vi kan ta den när vi ser.
Jag säger frågan färdigt.
Jag har frågan. When we I think I started to be interested. I always been interested to have a career or something, and I had music as a hobby for many, many years. I started in 82 with music and computers. Even though I didn't think I could, you know, live on this, when it started to be more serious and started to have more groups before Ace of Base, it became maybe a goal to try to be something in this career. So when I started to work with Jonas, I really felt it felt very good, and we had some really good songs coming up, and it worked very, very good between us. And when we started Ace of Base 1990 in August, we
we really worked hard to have a lot of songs out, and when we got the record company deal and it's starting to happen, personally, I really believed we could hit in Germany and Scandinavia. I really believed in that. To hit in US was so far away, not even in my wildest dreams I could imagine that. But I always been very, very positive on things. I think I've been the guy that's been pushing the band the whole time, trying to feel, because I really believe that this could be something, because I thought it was songs was very good, and with the right push it could be something, but not big as this. I couldn't even in my wildest dream, maybe I thought it could sell a million or something, but now it's almost 20.
Kan du stoppa bandet? Ska vi ta namnet Ace of Base? Har du satt igång?
Det går, ja just
för det vet inte jag. What about the name, by the way, Ace of Base? Can you explain those magic words for me, or is it just a good name?
The name came up, actually I came up with the name on a New Year's Eve. I thought it was a good producer name. Well, it sounds good. It's Ace. It's the Ace of Base. That's more that we were the ace. Aces in the studio, and that was supposed to be me and Jonas, yes, when we were producing. But then at that time we were named Technoir, but we had to change that name because a lot of people would have got, a lot of groups had that name already. So Jonas thought it was a good group name, and I thought it's too. So we changed it to the group name, and then more it became like we are four people in the band. We are four aces in the band, and the base in our life is the studio. So we are the aces in the studio. Actually, that's the meaning of it, and it sounds good too.
In the very beginning, you actually failed to convince the record companies in Stockholm and turned your eyes on Mega and Copenhagen instead. And then Wheel of Fortune, the first single, was a huge success and sold gold in both Germany and Denmark. Was that a surprise for you?
It was a surprise that nobody wanted us in Sweden. That was a really big surprise, that people didn't believe us at all. It was quite funny, actually, that a Swedish record company called Telegram, that almost signed us. We didn't want to sign to them, but because they didn't really believe in us. But they recorded their first single, and they sold us for 30,000 Swedish crowns to Mega Records. And that's really funny. It was his biggest mistake in his whole life, the owner of that record company. So, surprise. We were, of course, very, very glad when it started in Denmark, and it became so big. It was good that we were so big in Denmark, because we could learn this hard school to do all the mistakes, do all these interviews in TV. Because when you're starting to do interviews in TV, it's very, very nervous. Even in radio, it can be nervous in the beginning. So it's very, very good to be comfortable and get used to talking in a microphone and meet people. Talk to people, even direct in TV, and to do that in a small country like Denmark, and that took us to our heart immediately. Directly, we were number one and number two at the same time with the singles for a long, long time, and then we were number one with the album for a long, long time. So it's really huge success there, and so we learned a lot about that school, and then it helped us in the rest of the world. But of course, it was a big surprise to be so big. It was a huge. But I think we worked so much in the beginning, so we never thought about it so much. We were working the whole time. As I explained it like this, it's like a big snowball. It's about all the success. It's like a big snowball. You're sitting inside a snowball. You have to run the whole time, otherwise you're going to get killed. And the snowball getting bigger and bigger because it's rolling around down from a hill, and it's getting bigger and bigger the whole time. But you can't see it because inside it, you have no clue how big the snowball is. That's a little bit of the problem.
Ace of Base have been tremendously successful since your big breakthrough, and the album The Sign is one of the biggest sellers in record history. In other words, there must be many memories for you from these last passing years. When you're looking back, is there any special occasion that you remember with greater joy than other things that happened?
So, it's a hard question, for it's so many impressions and fantastic impressions, like when you were in Japan for the first time, or when you were in Brazil for the first time, and Argentina for the first time. This is very positive things, or Australia was very positive. I think about the autograph signing in Chile was really, maybe not funny, but it was a good memory. It was, I think it was something between 3,000 and 5,000 people that wanted us our autographs, and they almost ran down the whole store, and the police and the military had to come there to prevent a chaotic situation. And it was very weird to see that happen. A very positive memory I have is probably one of the strongest must be Tel Aviv. We played at Tel Aviv and it was 55,000 people, and everybody sang. They could all the lyrics and everything. It was so fantastic. When you waved, everybody waved. They were screaming so much. They were screaming more than the speakers on stage. We couldn't even hear our own voices because they screamed so much. It was so fantastic. Great. I think I have a lot of these good memories. Very few bad memories. I think the most, maybe 95% of the memories are positive, really positive.
You are all four honorary citizens of your native Gothenburg. Will you stay there, or are you planning to move to the capital city or to another country like England or the States?
I moved. The rest of them, the band are still here, and they probably won't leave. But I moved to Spain, Marbella, more than two years ago, of many reasons. The weather is one of the biggest reasons, also tax reasons, but also I feel better down there. People appreciating what you're doing there. In Sweden, they really don't appreciate success. They try to nag on you the whole time, and I prefer to be with people that like you instead of people trying to nag on you.
You're still young, and you already made a fantastic career with an almost unbelievable success. And all this has happened over just a few years. Have you ever been wondering about if things are going a bit too fast, if it's happening too fast for you?
Maybe I have some flashbacks and thought about what would happen if it were slower, what would happen if it didn't happen. But I had to say like this, it couldn't be better. I couldn't be happier than I am today. And it's no use to try to find some faults in it, because I can't change it anyway. So I always believed in, if you think positive, you're going to be positive. And I just trying to see the positive thing on this, and trying to enjoy life instead of looking back and see, could you do this and could you do that. If I do mistakes, I really try to learn from them. But I don't think we did any mistakes on this one, so I really enjoy life.
After all this success and still in the middle of it, have you ever experienced that it could be hard to maintain the healthy balance between your role as musicians and your role as media persons, superstars?
Can you take that again, please?
You can read it.
Vilken är
det? Det är alltså det här stjärnan musiker.
Okej, det är som hur jag...
Balansen här mellan att vara smash hit framsida och att stå i studion och jobba. Right. I take it again.
Okay.
After all this success and still in the middle of it, have you ever experienced that it could be hard to maintain the healthy balance between your role as musicians and your role as media persons, superstars?
Of course, you're changing a little bit as a personality. You do that in, I think it's mostly in positive ways. You learn how to react on people, and you learn how to behave mostly as a person, as a private person. In the studio, I don't think it's maybe you have a bigger pressure on you. But I believe that if you've done the best you could do, you can't do it better, and that's the way you have to work in the studio. You have to listen to your own heart the whole time. You can't listen to all these screaming critics or screaming record companies. You have to listen to your own heart, and if you do that, I think it's I don't think it's matter if you have a big success or not. When you're sitting in the studio, you're just doing what you think and feels is right. But it's very important to have a healthy balance, from especially maybe not from to be a musician and to be a big pop star artist, but to be a private person and to be a pop star artist. It's very, very important, I think, that you stay on earth. because you're still a human being and you're not better than everybody else just because you have some few hits. And that's very important, otherwise you're going to lose the grip, and that can be very, very dangerous for everybody. I don't think you feel very good if you lose the grip.
You are traveling a lot all over the world. Do you enjoy being on tour, or is it kind of a struggle at the same time with new places and airports and hotels?
Yeah, I love to be touring. I really love to tour. I love to travel. I love to meet a lot of new people, be to see new places, other cultures, come back to places I love, and so forth. I prefer to stay in a place maybe 1 or 2 weeks, then I want to move on. That's maybe why I live both in Spain and in Manhattan in New York, because I like those two places, and from there I'm traveling all around. If I'm not working, I have a lot of other things to do. I'm putting up a bar chain now all around the world, so I have to travel in that too. So I create new work, new jobs, new things to do, and that's probably because I love to travel so much. I love to work. I'm a little kind of workaholic, so it really fits me 100%.
What do you prefer, to work in the studio with new songs or to be out on the road touring?
It's very different. It depends. If you've been out and touring like we did before for more than 2 years, it's you're really longing to get down and get into the studio again to work. When you've been in the studio for a year, you're really longing to get out on the tour again. So it's a little bit different. I think both of it, a good combination of it, is the best. It's very, very hard to say how it is. If it's too stressy, I prefer to be in the studio. But it's the creating thing is a good thing. You develop yourself as a person. But you get very isolated when you're sitting in the studio. You're working, you know, almost 24 hours every day. You don't meet any people at all. You're sitting there and you eat pizza and don't see even, you don't never see the sun. And that's not so healthy. It's better to be out and traveling and meet people.
What is the most important thing to you during a performance? The sound, the playing, and the band's approach? Or is it the contact with the audience?
It's also a combination. It's very important that you have a good band, of course. You can stand there and be proud of the band, and so they can perform the songs in the way you like it. That's very important. That's step number one. But to have a good concert, it's a definitely the best thing. And the most important thing is to have the audience on your side. And that you have to work on that the whole time during the whole concert. And that's very important, that you have your contact on the audience so they answer you and they feel they are into the concert. Not just audience, they have to be in the concert.
You performed a new single, Lucky Love, at the opening of the Gothenburg 1995 World Championship in Athletics, broadcasted by satellite TV all over the world. That must have been a very proud moment in your career.
Very proud. It was the first time we played at the big arena here in Gothenburg called Ullevi, and it fits 4,000 to 5,000 people. And it was really the first time we really performed here in Gothenburg for a lot of people. We had small club gigs before, but this was really proud. Probably to perform, also to open up this, to be part of the opening of this in Gothenburg. That is the biggest thing that ever happened in Gothenburg. It's always. Also very proudly, I'm very, very glad that we did it. I'm very proud of it too. I think we did it. I'm proud of our insats,
performance.
Yeah, I'm proud over the performance. It went very well, even if I was sick though during the performance.
Will there be any other big performances this fall and upcoming winter for you, or are you waiting with concerts and tours until next year?
We're gonna do a lot of performances, but not live performances. Some live songs, just not the whole concert. We're gonna do a lot of TV shows, that a few of them gonna be live, and we're gonna do promotion until the next Christmas. After that, we're gonna think about if we're doing tour or not. We don't know that yet. We're taking one decision at a time, one thing at a time.
Nu blir vi personliga här. Nu blir det lite bara. What influences have you got? What kind of music are you listening to in private back home?
For me, it's very different. It depends on what you're doing. If I'm gonna relax, or if I'm gonna relax, or maybe going in the car for a long way, I listen to Sade or Enigma, or Seal's albums. They are fantastic. If I'm gonna go out and party, I prefer to listen to more danceable music. Everything from Warren G to modern Europe dance music. Sometimes I listen to Metallica. If I'm gonna, I need my adrenaline to pump up, or the Krups or something faster. So it depends on the mood.
What interests you besides music? What are you doing in your spare time, for example, if you got any spare time to use nowadays?
Adrenaline pumping is my hobby. I jump, parachuting, I diving, I. Racing in a boat racing team, very fast, 130 miles per hour. I love to drive cars very, very fast too, race with cars. I love speed, free falling. That's my favorite. And then I athlete a little bit. Now I don't have time, but I do karate for many, many years, and also tennis.
Så det kan. Det är sån här om veckotidnings showsen. Är det viktigt eller inte viktigt?
Ja, Tom, du kan ta med den. Jag kan svara på den, så behöver inte man att svara på den kanske.
There's always stories about girlfriends and boyfriends in the tabloids and press, but anyway, no one of you has got married yet. Do you think it's hard to combine a traditional family life with a career in music business?
It is. It's very hard because if you have a girlfriend or boyfriend, they have to know what it is like to be together with the official person. Like me, just today and last day, I've been in the press with two different girlfriends. And if I had a real girlfriend, it would be very hard for her to read about other girlfriends. In my case, I don't have a girlfriend, so I don't really care about it. But it can be very hard because they're really trying to find things. If you're, for example, if you're a good friend, maybe you have a good girlfriend as a friend, yes, then you're always together, or you know, always trying to write things about you. It's because it's media thing. They sell papers if they write about it. For Molly and Jenny, it's harder because they have boyfriends, but they haven't been in that situation yet. They haven't been writing about them and so forth. So it's still cool, but it's a very, very hard combination. I've seen it so many times, especially when you're ending up a relationship. They always have to wonder why, and they're trying to make it as a big problem. They're trying to pull up a situation that doesn't even exist, and it happened for me many, many times.
If you ever decided to give up music in favor of something else, what would that be?
Well, what I'm doing now is I'm putting up this bar and restaurant chain. I'm going to open up in Manhattan, New York, to start with. That's one thing I'm doing. If I'm going to give up the whole music career, I will never leave that career at all. I'm always going to produce and write songs because that's inside of me. That's a part of me. Other things, I'm gonna work with business. Usually, I love to work with business, and maybe have just enjoy life after a while when I can relax. But now I'm too much a workaholic, so I have too much adrenaline in my body. So I really have to work for a few more years now. I really feel that even if I could stop now and have a great life, I can't do it because I have to work. I really have to. So, but I hopefully in a few years I can just start to relax a little bit, enjoy life.
So what's your plans for the next coming months? What will happen?
Well, this Monday I'm going to Paris. I just came back from New York 2 days ago. Monday I'm going to Paris. After that I'm going to London for a week or 5 days. Going to Stockholm 2 days. Going to Spain, Marbella, for a few days. Going to New York for 1 week. And coming back to Germany. And then we are in the middle of November. Probably back to Paris for the MTV Award. Gonna be there, and in December it's gonna be a lot of promotion all around the Europe. Gonna travel all around until the 16th of December. And then I'm gonna have my birthday party in New York. Gonna be great, and then we have some free time for 3 weeks. And I'm gonna go to Punta del Este in Uruguay for New Year's Eve, and after that I'm gonna go out with a big boat, probably in the Caribbean Sea islands around, and just relax with some friends of mine, and you know, dive and water skiing and boating, whatever. After that, then we're starting to work again in the end of January, and then we're going to do the whole South America, Asia, US and Europe again until the summer. Maybe we have a few weeks off in the summer, maybe, if we're lucky. And then in the autumn we start over again. We're going to do the whole world again for the Christmas sales for next Christmas. And after next Christmas, we don't know. Let's see what's happening with the album. That's the plans.
And the big goal for Acer Base, what's your goal for the future? Are there any goals left that you still haven't reached?
Yeah, it's a lot of them. This album have to be... this is second album is the most important one. So that's why we have to... this second album is the most important one. So the pressure to be... It's very, very hard to compete with yourself now, especially when you sold so many records, the most selling debut album ever, and the singles All the Shimons and The Sign are one of the most selling singles and most played singles ever, so it's very, very hard to compete with that. But of course there's a lot of goals. One goal is probably to reach that point, to even sell more on this album. That's a goal I have, but it's a very, very hard goal. But you need goals like that. Another goal, we never got a Grammy in the US, and that's of course a nice goal. And you have a lot of goals. Then you have, in the music career, I probably can find 50 different goals you can have. But I think even bigger goals you can have in life now is to maybe learn other languages, other cultures, learn something else to do, learn maybe the stock market or whatever, or the restaurant business, or it's a lot of things you can learn in life, and this is more personal things, I think.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.